Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning today's shir in Siman Shin Ayin Beis. We are up to Siv Dalet, the top line on page Resh Mem, which is the page following 478. The Mechaber says in Siv Dalet, Ein shtei chatzeros yucholos la'orev yachad. Two chatzeros are not able to join together in one erev, Elim kein yehei pesach beinehem, unless there is some kind of opening between the chatzeros, o chalon sheyesh bo arba al arba tfachim, or at least a window that is between them, that is four tfachim by four tfachim, ve'yek tzaso besoch asara tfachim hanemuchim la'aretz, and that window that is between the chatzeros, that's four tfachim by four tfachim, has to have part of it within 10 tfachim from the ground, va'oz imrotzu ma'arvin yachad ve'imrotzu. So if there is a proper Pesach or a proper Chalon between two Chatzeros, then it gives them the option that if they want, they can make one Erev together between the two Chatzeros, and if they want, they can make individual Eruvin in each Chatzer separately. The Ramah says, V'ayin l'kamon simen shin peivav sebeiz, Yisraelim hadorin b'shnayim u'shloshim mekomos keitzad yarvu, how Yisraelim that are living in two or three places can make an Erev. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Kadosh of Zion, Ein Shtei Chatzeros. V'chol ze mari kishelo nishtatvu hachatzeros yachad b'mavui. This discussion is talking about a case where there is no shituf of the mavui that joins together the chatzeros already. Aval im nishtatvu hachatzeros yachad b'mavui. But if there is a shitufei mavuos already that joins together the different chatzeros, so nasu hakol kachatzer echad, then they're already considered like one chatzer. Umutarim l'talto mizela zeh, they're allowed to carry from this one to that one. Afilu l'hoi even if they only have a small hole between them. So the Mishnah Berurah is just laying down the case of the Mechaber that we're talking about a case where there is no Shituf. If there was a Shituf Mavuos, this wouldn't be Nogea. Of course they can carry from one place to the other even through a small hole because they're considered like one Chatzer. We're talking about where there is no Shituf and they want to make an Erev together. Sivkatan Chavches Yucholos La'arev Yachad. Rotzalomar, le'inyan shi'hei mutter le'taltel afilu klei habayis mizela zeva kanal. We're talking about making that an Erev together that will permit them from carrying kalim that started off in a house in this chatzer into the other chatzer. Sivkadon chavtes, you have to have a pesach b'neim ochalon. Va'oz mutter le'taltel afilu derech psachim ketanim ochor shebeneihem. As long as there is a Pesach between the Chatzeros, or there is a proper window between the Chatzeros, then that would permit them to carry even through smaller openings or very small holes between them or on top of a wall that separates them, because then they're considered like one chatzer. Sifkatan lamed, the criteria of the window was arba arba, v'afilu ha-pesach v'achalon aruch arbe. Even if the opening or the window was very long going one way, tzarech sheyia gam b'rochvo arba, even if the length was very long, we need the width to be four as well. D'lo chashe pischa b'pachos m'arba, it's not considered an opening less than 4x4, the lo chazi lahachnes or lahotzi bo, because it's not fit to be carrying in or taking out, kevan shu tsar, since it's very narrow, u command le seidamin, it's like the opening is not there. Vimachalon agol, let's say you have a window that is round, so then the din is, im yeshbo kedel rabea arba tfachem al arba tfachem harei kumaruba. If the circular window has enough area inside that you can make a square of four tvachim by four tvachim, so then it's like it's a square window and it would be okay. Another criteria we said was that the window, although it's four tvachim by four tvachim, it has to be partially within 10 tvachim from the ground. Says in the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Lamed Aleph V'yek Tzaso, V'im HaChalon Agol, in the case where the window was round, so Eino Maspik B'mesh Yek Kitzei Ha'igu L'mata B'soch HaSara. So it's not enough just to have the edge of the circle that goes down within 10 tefachim. Elo tzarech letzamtzem shemokum shemasru hachalon lios arba tefachim yek tzaso besoch asara tefachim la'oretz. Rather, we said the dimensions that are required for a circle to be okay as the window has to be that you could fit a square of 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim into that window. So the amount of the window that has to be within 10 tefachim from the ground is not just the edge of the circle, it has to be where the circle already reaches a width of 4 tefachim. That part has to be within 10 tefachim of the ground. Sivkatan lamidbeis b'soch asar tefachim, v'im kol achalon o apesach l'malam asar tefachim, if the whole window or opening is above 10 tefachim, so eino mol, it does not help to allow them to make an Erev together. Because that would mean you have under the window or the Pesach a total mechitza of 10 tefachim. That's separate into the two chatzeros. And they can't make an Erev together. So in other words, in order for two chatzeros to make an Erev together, there has to be a proper opening between them. But if the opening, whether it's a Pesach or a Chalon, is above 10 tefachim from the ground, so then underneath it you have a wall of 10 tefachim, that's a separator, and then you can't make an Erev together. But if you have the Pesach that goes down to the ground, or the window that goes down to the ground, or within 10 tefachim at least, so then we would say you have the option of making an Erev together between the two chatzeros, and you still have the option, if you want, of making separate Eruvin in each chatzer. Says the Mechaber Vayter, said, hey, Chalon shebein shnei batim. So in Sifdal we were discussing a window that was between two chatzeros, and now we're discussing a window that's between two houses. So chalon shebein shnei batim. You have a window that separates between two houses. Afilu hu lamala me'asara. Even if this window is above 10. Imrotzu ma'arvin yachad. If the two houses want, they can make an Erev together. V'hu hadin la'aruba shebein bayis la'aliyah. The same thing is true with some kind of aruba, which is like a skylight that is separating between the bottom floor and the attic. Sha'afilu hu lamalo me'asara, even if the ceiling is above 10 tefachim, and the memela, the skylight, is above 10 tefachim, imrotzu ma'arvin yachad, if they want, they can make an Erev together. Va'afilu ein shom sulam lalos bo, even if there is no ladder to help you get up to the window or the skylight, it's still going to be mutter. So here the Mechaber is saying that when it comes to two houses, it's different than two chatzeros. Two chatzeros, in order to make an Erev together, have to have a window or a Pesach, and it has to go down within 10 tefachim. But when it comes to windows separating between two houses, whether they're side by side or one on top, one on the bottom, then even if the window is above 10 tefachim and there's no ladder to get there, they can still make an Erev together, and we'll see why the Chiluk shortly. The Rama ends the Sif and says, Umikomakom ba'inan sheyehei rochbo arba'al arba'a. But we do still need to have the window that's going to be dimensions of 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim. V'im osu sirigo lifnei achalon bata le'mitaras chalom. And if in front of the window you put some kind of lattice, and therefore you have limited the size of the window because of the lattice that's there, you have nullified that from having a din of a window that you need that's 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim, and you would not be allowed to make an Erev together between these two houses. Says the Mishaburis of Katan Lamed Gimel, Shebein Shnei Batim, Umairi Shalo Erevu Behachotzer. Again, just like in Sivdal, we said when you're talking about making an Erev between two Chatzeros, it has to be there's no Shitov of the Mavui. So here you want to make an Erev between the two houses, Zakhtam Meshabura, Umairi Shalo Erevu Behachotzer Asher Habatim Suchimlo. It has to be that we're talking about a case where there is no Erev in the Chotzer that these two houses open up to. De'i Erevu Kalabatim Asher Behachotzer, because of all the houses in the Chotzer already made an Erev, Rishus. So these two houses are automatically considered like one reshus. And then even through a window that doesn't have the dimensions of a Pesach, or through holes, Nami as well, you'll be allowed to carry. So this whole discussion, again, is only if there's no overall Eruv Chatzeros in the Chatzer where these two houses are, and the two adjacent houses just want to make an Eruv together. Sifkat and Lamed Aled. We said, even if it is Lamala Me'asar, it's okay. Lefish Abayas, a house. Kevan Shu Makora, since it is covered on top, Harehu Kemole, it's as if it is filled. The Hareze Ki'ilu Eina Chalon Gavo Asar Tfachim. And even though the window is above 10 tefachim from the ground, we view the house as if it's filled up, and we view the window as if it's not higher than 10 tefachim. Kevan Shabayas Kulo Mamula, since the house is totally full. If you look at note number 27, he explains this. Ubetama dover pirush Rabbeinu Yehonasan mishum shederach lomalos babayis avsalim vekat deraos. Since it is normal to fill a house with chairs and benches, ulakach noach lehistamish gam bechalon shegovo yosem yutfachim. And therefore, in a house, it's very easy to use a window that's higher than 10 tefachim because there's usually a lot of chairs over there. Umishum shemechashim keilu karka bayis molei besavsalim. And since we view the ground of the house as if it's filled up with chairs or benches, ein kiros habayis nechshavos l'mechita ben shtei abatim. So we will not view the walls of the house as being a separator between the houses, because l'maisa we view the wall as if they're much lower, because we view it as if the floors are filled with chairs, so the window is really within 10 tefachim. Interesting continuation, note 27. Since it is normal for there to be chairs in the house, mitam ze hiter b'shalan shuvas marsham liish v'isha lehisyached b'cheder shapesach naul. So the marsham, because of this halacha, allows a man and a woman to have yichud together in a room where the door is closed. Elashiyesh chalom b'gova hacheder, but there's a window that's high up in the room. If a person is able to see through that window by standing on a chair, he says that's not considered yichud. Because again, it's normal to have in the house chairs and benches. Ulam, however, it has to be on the other side of the wall where the window is. There are people that are there, and it's possible they can stand on the chairs. One more point in the next paragraph. Let's say you want to have yichud in a house which has a window above 10, but it opens up onto the other side to a chotzer. And on the other side, it's also raised 10 tefachim from the floor of the chotzer. There you can't be matir. This din is only in houses. In a chotzer, it's not normal to have chairs there. And therefore, if you're having yichud in the side of the house, so the window is more than 10 tefachim also to the side of the chatzar, that's not allowed because it's not likely for people to be standing on chairs on the other side and looking in. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayter Sukkot Lamehei V'Adin LaRuba. We said the same way you could have a window separating two houses that are side by side, you could have a skylight separating from two houses that are one on top of the other. The Dino Kedin Chalon. That also has the same din as a window. Sivkot Lamehav Afilu Ein Sham. So we said, even if there is no ladder, it still counts as a window. Gam kein yocholin lehisacher habayis valia al yidei eruv. You can still join together the bottom floor and the top floor for an eruv, since there is a window there, that's even if it's more than 10 tefachim, even if there's no ladder there. Sivkatan lines lamed zayin, the Ramah said, but we do need to have the dimensions of the window 4x4. Umikomokom ba'inan, achalon ve'aruba koyit. It's going on both cases of the window of the houses that are side by side, or the aruba of the houses that are one on top of the other. It has to be that the window is 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim. Sifkotan lamed ches, arbo al arbo. If the person living upstairs has a path to go down besides through the skylight, then even if the skylight is not 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim, ma'orev derech ha-pesel, they can make an eruv because of the other pesel that they have. V'yochol etaltel af derechor, and they can carry between the two places even by means of a hole. Sefkotan lamites, the last point that we saw in the Ramah was that if you made the lattice on the window, it cancels it out from being a window. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sriga Lefnei Achalon, Shekorin Gratis, B'Loshon Ashkenaz. V'atam, the reason why that ruins the window is, Shetzaruch Shehei Acholol Arboa Tfachim B'Mokum Echad. The airspace of the window has to be 4 tefachim in one space. V'ein HaNekovim Mitztarfim Lazeh. You can't have different holes in different places that are separated by ladders joining together. V'hu Adin in Aruba, and the same thing would be true by the Aruba, and that's why the lattice would ruin the window. It has to be that the window has a solid 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim of airspace without any separation in between. We'll stop here and continue with Hashem next time with Siv Vav.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.